The Revolution of 1848 and the People's Assembly in Neuss. In 1848, the municipal meadows outside of the former Hesse Gate were a central location of the revolution in the Rhineland. Many thousand people assembled here on 10th of September 1848 in a first major gathering of Democrats of the left Lower Rhine region. In the afternoon, they listened to speeches by prominent representatives of Democrats' associations and people's clubs such as Joseph Hertzfeld from Neuss, Ferdinand LaSalle from Düsseldorf and Heinrich Burgers from Cologne, the latter two close acquaintances of Karl Marx. The speakers criticized the new statutes on civil militias, and especially LaSalle the cessation of hostilities between Prussia and Denmark. The protesters argued the case for German unity and called upon the National Diet of Frankfurt, in session at the same time, to defend the achievements of the March Revolution, that is government by the people. Afterwards the crowds marched through the town. For Neuss this rally of 5,000 to 10,000 participants was a major event, considering that its population then numbered just over 9,000 inhabitants. While the police report referred to riots, the city's mayor Adam Breuer spoke of a peaceful meeting. The Civic Democratic Revolution of 1848 was a European event that had started in France in the February of that year. Since then, Baden, Saxony, Berlin and the Prussian Rhineland had become increasingly politicized. The people demonstrated for democratic reforms of both the military and the judiciary, for freedom of the press, a parliament of the people, national unity and the abolition of the monarchy. The large rally in Neuss was followed in September 1848 by similar gatherings in Krefeld, Cologne, and on the Rhine meadows near Vorringen. Neuss remained a stronghold of the revolution with the meeting place in the Inn of Publican Rhine Lucas, where on the 21st of November 1848 Ferdinand LaSalle called for armed resistance against the threat and siege. His call remained unheard, but his speech resulted in LaSalle's arrest. However, several more such gatherings followed in Neuss. On the 10th of May 1849, 2,000 protesters marched from Gladbach to Neuss, when additional armed forces were stationed in the city because of a feared attack on the armory. The marchers surrendered. The Neuss Democrat Joseph Hertzfeld fled to America. The revolution of 1848-49 had not yet led to a breakthrough for democracy, but paved the way for the developments of the subsequent decades. The unification of Germany and the establishment of a constitutional state in Prussia. Neuss too played its part in this, not least with the rally on the meadows outside of the Hesse Gate. Sources and texts, Neuss Municipal Archives.